We are joined by the head basketball coach at Alabama State. He was named head coach last week. He is an NBA champion, an NBA All-Star, a 14-year NBA vet. He was the 47th pick overall in 2003. He is Mo Williams. Mo, it is so good to have you back. It's been a minute or two since you and I have spoken. I want to get caught up on your life and your new opportunity. But first, how are you and everybody around you doing during the pandemic, Mo?
Hey, Jim. First of all, man, it's a pleasure talking to you, man. We go way back, for one. But the family is doing good. You know, family's safe. Everybody's good. I'm excited about this opportunity to lead this program to prominence. I'm excited.
Mo, you and I do go way back. I'm so happy to have you back, and I'm really pumped for your opportunity. Now, you were named head coach at Alabama State last week, and you were officially introduced yesterday, but this is something you had been preparing for a long time. In fact, you said back in 2005, your third year in the NBA, that you knew you would one day get into coaching. When did you first have that thought, and how did you know?
Well, that was that time. You know, I was in my third year in the NBA in that summer. You know how it goes. Summertime, you know, we going on vacations. We going to Bahamas, Dominican Republic, anywhere for a month or so just to kind of get a little R&R. That summer I took the time and traveled with a bunch of kids, man. We went across the country playing games, and I coached them, I mentored them, and things like that. And that's where the bug started. And then a few years after that, like in 2008, I started my own youth program, which I had over 150 kids in it from all the way from age 9 through high school. And in an 8-year span, probably had over 50 kids get Division I scholarships in my program, which led to the next step was being a Division I coach. And I've done this for the last 2 years out here in L.A. at Cal State Northridge to prepare myself for the opportunity that's in front of me now to be a head coach. And all the experience and everything I've learned through that process has prepared me for the moment.
Mo Williams joining us, the new head coach at Alabama State. I absolutely love that you're an assistant at Cal State Northridge for a couple of reasons. Number one, Mo, 818 for life. I grew up in the 818. And number two, you're in the Big West. And I went to UC Santa Barbara, so I know that conference really, really well. What was the experience like at Northridge, and what did you think of that conference?
It was great. You know, coming into the conference at first, I had no clue what it entails. You'll be pleasantly surprised with the talent. We have one of our own. He's a freshman and a sophomore. We had him 2 years, and guess what? He's in the draft. You know, that gives you an idea of the talent level that's in the Big West. We did really well. The 2 years we was here before we got here, they won 3 Division I games total the previous season, and we come in the first year and finish tied for fourth in the league, and in the second year, which is previous, we finished second in the league. So that's what I learned, you know, how to build a program, understanding how to build a culture, set your foundation, and carry on from there. So there's a lot of things that I've learned through this process, especially at Northridge. Being out, going to Alabama State, we have kind of similar resources, similar ways to be successful. So I've already got a blueprint here on how to be successful. And just taking that blueprint and just carrying it over.
Mo Williams joining us. I'm going to ask you about your program in just 1 minute. One more thought about the Big West, and this is amazing, Mo, because you guys went into UC Santa Barbara and you beat my Gauchos. You went to the Thunderdome, and I know you just said that you were pleasantly surprised by the talent level. Let me take you back in the day. Can you imagine what it was like back in the day when Tark and UNLV used to roll through the Big West, and they would come into our house? Brian Shaw was with UCSB, but Larry Johnson, Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt, all the fellas, Mo Scurry, they would roll through there. Can you imagine what the Big West was like back then? And we were right in the middle of it, man. As somebody who played 14 years in the NBA, you could respect that. That little conference was going off back in the day. Could you envision that?
Absolutely. We talk about that because obviously when I got to the Big West Conference, you know, I started to learn more about it. Started to learn about previous teams that was in it. I mean, you think about, you know, a lot of the teams that's, you know, like a UNLV, those type of teams, and, you know, they was in that conference. That conference was rolling. And you talk about the Big West, you know, probably outside the Big West, you talk about it was the Pac-10 at that time, but that was probably the biggest conference outside of Big West on this side of the Mississippi. So the the Big West is a good conference. It's still a good conference. You know, it's still a competitive conference. I really enjoyed every moment. I was happy here, but obviously the head coaching position was something I had a goal to do. And I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
And I really respect that you as an NBA champion could kind of indulge me by talking about the Big West. Now, what's really impressive to me, Mo, is the way you went about this. I mean, a lot of guys with your career might have said, I'm an NBA champion. I'm an all-star. I played 14 years in the NBA. Just give me a head coaching gig. I'm not going to pay my dues. I don't need to be an assistant. I don't need to go back in the summertime and deal with AAU ball. But you were grinding it out. You didn't need to, but you did. Why was that your approach?
Because I wanted to, as I say, get it out the mud. You know.
What do you mean by that? I like that.
Yeah, I just wanted to get out the mud. It means just wanted to just start from the bottom, you know, start from the bottom and learn, you know, and just do things the right way, you know, get experience, things like that. It's no different from my preparation to be a professional athlete. It was countless hours I put in, you know, getting up at 5 in the morning, going to run, then going in the weight room, then working out in the gym, then going to school, and then doing the same thing after school, that same process that developed me into the player I am. So as a coach, I wanted to take that same approach where learning from the ground up. You know, I didn't want nothing to be given to me. Nothing has ever been given to me. So I took the same approach in coaching. You know, just learn, you know, start from the bottom, you know, do all the little things. And obviously how life works, you know, you build up on a lot of little things. They add up to something huge. And that's what has occurred. You know, that's the reason I'm in the position I am today, prepared for it. And that's what I didn't want to happen to me, just me getting a job just off of what who I am, my name, and what I've done. I wanted to be on what I what the experience I have and the know-how of I know what I'm doing. And I wanted to get to that point. I feel real confident and real comfortable that I grasped everything, I understand everything, and I can lead my program.
Mo Williams joining us. So I'm really curious, with your pedigree, with that mindset, with that work ethic, you were going to have opportunities. Clearly, what was it about this opportunity with Alabama State that made you think this is the place where you want to take that shot?
Well, obviously, you know, I went to the University of Alabama, and, you know, those are my roots, you know, being back in Alabama, Montgomery. My family is from Mobile, Alabama. Obviously, I grew up in Mississippi, so that area is somewhere where I'm very familiar with, and far as recruiting, far as just being comfortable and things like that. So when I was thinking about which head job that I really want, I thought it checked all the boxes. Learning more about the opportunity, I got more and more excited. You know, we got great facilities, we got a great community, we have a great staff that I'm working with. So I'm excited on all fronts. You know, I'm ready to, you know, obviously working now, but I was ready to get to work.
Mo Williams, my guest. So Mo, what does a Mo Williams coach basketball team look like?
Well, for one, it's a foundation. You know, you got to set your culture, and you want your culture to be obviously a championship culture. And when you talk about a championship culture, you're talking about setting, getting the right guys, and even the current guys that's coming back, you know, cleaning the slate for them. Because one thing about players, I'm a player too, and that's how I can relate to players also. You know, different style, different coaches, and different culture changes a player the way they approach the game and where they play. So I'm excited about the team I have coming back. We're recruiting some great kids. My main thing, the way I coach, I get to the style of play. But my main goal, man, I just want to make a point of this, because it's the most important factor is getting these kids graduated. One thing about it, every kid think they can be a professional athlete, and a lot of kids go to school thinking that's what they're going to school for. And it's almost training their mind to understand that academics is the most important thing, and that's my focus. But at the same time, if I can get them focused and mature in that level, the on-court things, it'll carry over to on the court. Now, on the court, you know, the style of play, I mean, obviously, you know, modern day, you know, you want to get up and down the floor and run, you want to get easy baskets, but to be a championship caliber team, you got to have a great half court offense, because it come down the stretch, the last 6 minutes of the game, it's not going to be a lot of runouts, and that's going to be a lot of easy baskets. So you got to be really good. But three areas you got to be really consistent at. You know, you got to rebound the ball, you got to make your free throws, and obviously you got to lead the league with the less turnovers. That's a championship caliber team if you're doing those things consistently every single night. Defensively, obviously, we want guys to score over us, not around us, not through us, but over us. So those are kind of points of emphasis, you know, and the adjustments that go out through the course of a game, even the course of a year. You know, you adjust to your team, you adjust to your personnel, on what sets you run and things like that. So, we're going to have a fun brand to watch. We're going to be exciting. We're going to have some athletes. We're going to be fun to watch.
Mo Williams joining us. Mo, one last thought before you go. I mentioned you're an NBA champion. Nobody can ever take that from you. I mean, it'd be very easy for me to ask you about LeBron. It'd be easy for me to ask you about Kyrie. But instead, I want to ask you about somebody else. You've made the point that you cannot find a better guy or a more loyal guy than J.R. Smith. What was J.R. like as a teammate?
Man, that's my boy, man. You got to think about it. You know, people, he gives you guys so much stuff to open the show with,
dude,
and that's his personality, man.
Believe
that's what
that
you love about him.
Believe that. Why do you think I'm asking you about this guy? I love Swish. I'm sorry, Mo, go ahead.
He's just authentic. You know, he don't think about saying, okay, I'm just going to be politically correct all the time. No, he just kind of be honest, and that's the person he is. You know, I love him to death, man. He's a great teammate, and he works extremely hard. I mean, he puts in work on his craft. I mean, if you follow him on social media, he's always in the gym, even though he didn't play this year. He was always in the gym. And that's something he don't get credit for, just, how hard he worked and how much he put into his craft. I mean, this is something we do for – that's our livelihood, you know. And at the same time, he takes that very seriously. And people kind of get misconstrued because of his personality, but at the same time, man, JR, as a teammate, as a person, as a friend, you know, he's a great person.
This is why I wanted to ask you about him, because you're right. I mean, he's given us a lot to talk about. He's given us a lot of content, but there's a lot more to the guy than meets the eye. Mo Williams is the new head basketball coach at Alabama State, an NBA champ, an NBA All-Star, a 14-year vet. Mo, it's so good to get caught up. Again, I'm really pumped for you and the opportunity. I know we'll do it again soon, and it's great to have you back in the jungle, Mo. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, Mo. Always have, always will. Mo Williams.